I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, a good word for today, a 5-minute Bible study. Let's get right into it. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Here we are in the end times. We have such a responsibility as Christians, don't we? Time is of the essence. We don't know. It could be tonight that the Lord comes back. Why would we waste our time listening to ungodly counsel? Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There is just not time. I look at verse 1 here of Psalm 1:1, and that's all I think. There's not time, there's not time, there's not time. There's not time for ungodly counsel. There's not time to stand in the way of sinners. And oh my word, there is not time to sit in the seat of the scornful. There's not time for that. There's work to be done. There's so much going on. We need to stay focused. We need to stay focused on what we're supposed to be doing. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, we are to delight in the law of the Lord. No, we don't live by it, we won't die by it, and we won't be judged by it, but we're to delight in it. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. The law has always pointed to Jesus Christ, to the need for the Lord to save souls. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. It matters to us what God says in his word. It matters to us. We are to meditate on it day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. When instead of walking in the counsel of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners, sitting in the seat of the scornful, when instead we delight in the law of the Lord, and that's simply God's word, what he tells us to do. When we delight in his word, and there's no better way to do it than to get right into the Psalms. Oh, I love the Psalms. Boy, whenever I need to get right back on track, because, you know, Satan, he throws these fiery darts at us. So when those darts get thrown at us and we get off track, we have to get right back on track. And that's right in the Word of God. And Psalms, beautiful place to get ourselves right back on track when Satan tries to get us off track. Delight ourselves in the law of the Lord. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted. Who? The one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, sit in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful, but instead delights and meditates on the law of the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And what is the water? The Word of God. The living Word, the living water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. In other words, we're going to bring forth good fruit that is of the Lord. His leaf also shall not wither. We're not going to wither. We're going to just get pipped right back up. And you know, I always get pipped right back up getting into the Word of God. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, let me tell you, that's the truth. Well, we know God's Word is the truth, but oh, I've seen it. I have witnessed it in my own life. Every time the devil would like to hold me back with fiery darts, and I say, nope, 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 I'm going to go forward here and do what God wants me to do, there's prospering. And what prospering is that? In our work, in and for the Lord. This is what storing up our treasures in heaven is all about. That's the prospering that takes place. We will find ourselves prospering in godly work. Verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. And that quite literally means those who have chosen a life of sin instead of walking with Christ, they're not going to stand in the congregation of the righteous. It's something, because sometimes as a born-again believer, it can be so easy for people to feel like an outcast because we don't fit with the world, when really it's the world that doesn't fit in with us. Verse 6, "For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." I'm Deborah J.M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, a good word for today.